While Sam and Caroline get ready to face off in our final round, it's time for me and Jonathan to play a game we call Mystery Guest. A stranger is about to come on stage. We have no idea who this person is or what makes them special, but our puzzle guru, Art Chung, does.
That's right. Ophira, you and Jonathan will work together as a team to figure out our mystery guest's secret by asking yes or no questions. Mystery guest, please introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Harvey Burgett, and I won a national title.
You won a national title.
Yes, Harvey
a
is
national title.
Harvey is 72 years old and an accomplished music composer, conductor, and organist, but his title is in something he only started doing 4 years ago. Ophira, you get the first question.
Okay. Is your national title in something that involves a physical activity?
Yes.
Is your title in something that involves creating something with the making something with your hands?
No.
Okay, is your physical title loosely connected to a sport?
Yes.
Is your title in something that is just considered a sport? Loosely was better? Loosely
yes.
was better? Okay,
yes.
good. Loosely was better.
It's a sport.
It's a sport? Okay.
Does it involve a ball?
No.
Looked like you were going to say yes, and then you came out with a no. I get it. All right, is this a sport that you do individually?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, but you can do it as part of a group?
Yes.
Part of a team?
Yes.
A team of more than 8 players? I don't even know if that team exists. Wait a second.
Possibly.
Oh my God, could it be 200 players?
That would be awesome, but I don't think so.
Okay.
Is it capture the flag? No, it is not capture the flag. That was a joke. That's not a sport.
Have I ever watched this sport on television?
Yes, you have.
I have. Okay.
Is it an Olympic sport?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Is it a winter Olympic sport?
No.
Okay. So the one
it's
that you guys
kind
know?
It's some kind of a summer Olympic sport.
Okay.
Well so, done.
Okay. Is it aquatic? Is it an
yes,
aquatic
it is.
Sport?
It's aquatic. Uh-huh. Is it synchronized swimming?
Yes, it is.
What? Yeah.
Wow.
So Harvey is currently the only competitive male athlete in synchronized swimming in New York, and in 2015 and 16, he won a national gold medal in synchronized swimming for his age group.
That's amazing!
Wow.
How did you know you were going to be good at synchronized swimming?
I was. I have a swimming coach, Dale
okay.
Muhammad, and I was taking lap classes, and she said, "You're having much too much fun. Come to my synchro class." Then she invited me to join her team, which is Gotham Synchro.
Yeah.
And she and I are headed to Budapest in August for a mixed doubles competition.
That's awesome. So I don't know a lot about it. I just watch it and appreciate it. But it seems to me like you have to hold your breath for a really long time.
As long as necessary.
So I guess you can hold your breath for a very long time. Oh, well, it depends. Do you decide, like, who's going to be the person with, like, who's mostly, you know, because they'll do different patterns.
It's called choreography.
That's what it's called. So, right, one person has the legs up and one person has the arms up, right?
Right.
So how do you decide, like, so it's who can hold their breath better or does it just go back and forth?
You train.
So you train for holding your breath.
We begin each rehearsal with exercises, and
yeah.
part of that is involved. You don't just hold your breath. You're working hard with sculling
yeah.
and treading water and going to the bottom of the pool with your head facing down and stay for a while.
Right. And how often do you train?
The team works Sunday afternoons. Yesterday we were in the pool from 2:30 to 4:30. And I also take classes at Lehman College on Thursday evening. Heads out to Peter Kiernan, who's the head coach there, who's been very supportive of me. So he and Dale Muhammad and my team, Gotham Synchro, are what keep me going.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
And you said that synchronized swimming is like water polo, except someone isn't trying to kill you.
That's funny.
Yes, my teammates sometimes bump into me, but they're It's friendly.
Right. It's supposed to be a supportive situation right. Where you're creating something together.
I mean, I bump into them. They never bump into me.
Right, yeah. You're the aggressor.
So why is the field of synchronized swimming dominated by women, or is there very few men involved?
Oh, I'm changing that.
Men are not allowed to compete in the Olympics, is that correct?
Exactly, and historically there were events that were just men, and there were, so to even it out, there had to be events that are just women, and gradually they're equalizing. And actually Budapest is the first world event where there will be men, and it's the mixed doubles, and then easing it in, so maybe the next Olympics.
Maybe the next Olympics. What's the job that you've done before synchronized swimming? I know synchronized swimming isn't necessarily a job. You're not raking it in. Or maybe you are. Are you raking it in through synchronized swimming?
No.
Is it like?
Actually, I'm combining my careers. I've been an organist, composer, conductor for 50 years. And Dale has choreographed one of my organ pieces for our free duet in Budapest. And the title is Two Hearts as One.
Oh, that's awesome. Fantastic.
And we meet at 2:30 on Sundays at John Jay, so both of you...
We can come and watch?
No, you can come join.
Oh! Oh! I feel like you would be like, okay, just stay at the bottom of the pool for the rest of this one. Thanks, Ophira. Amazing. Thank you so much for being
My pleasure.
Incredible mystery guest. Everyone give it up for our mystery guest, Harvey Burgett.